His name is Dr. Cass Ingram. He's been on my show a couple of times before. We've talked about, well, we did a show called Rigged. He wrote a book called Rigged. And he felt that, well, I had to agree with some of what he had to say, that some of the election maybe is not quite what we think it is. And, of course, you see people throwing that around as well right now.
Yeah.
And he has another book. Of course, he had The Cure is in the Cupboard, which was, I think, one of his best that I've ever seen. All the things that you could use, the oil of oregano and different items that could be natural healing. So what I really like is Dr. Cass Ingram. One, he's very outspoken. He often gets in trouble for that. And he's been banned from radio before, I believe, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And so he's out of Chicago, and he has another book called The Cannabis Cure. How are you doing, Doc?
I'm doing great, thanks to the extract of cannabis, which, of course, was a U.S. official medicine in the 1930s all the way to 1850. And finally, I figured out how to make a good quality extract, and it's helping. So let's talk about it. Cannabis, a natural medicine.
Cool. So now this is not what people think it is it?
Well, here's the big problem, right? Reefer Madness came out, and before that, nobody got high or stoked on marijuana or cannabis to speak of. In every doctor's black bag about 1850 to, well, around 1930, you had cannabis extract in little pills and extracts. And if somebody had a bad case of the nerves, they'd give it to them. Or if they couldn't sleep, and it's dependable. They had migraines, glaucoma, anxiety, depression, psychosis, internally nervous. Did anybody get addicted to the doctor's little black pills? Now we do with the SSRIs. We're not talking about that. And the sleeping medications and the codeine. Prince, wasn't he on some powerful drugs?
I don't know.
That's what they're saying now. So cannabis has always been a medicine, but then they raised it to make hashish and pot. But that's a different species. What I'm talking about in the book is the cousin, the same one you get hemp seeds from.
Okay.
All right. Now, you want to get high on that, you'd have to make a joint the size of a telephone pole. Forget it.
I'll be outside trying to climb the pole.
You'll be trying it. Here's the situation. Cannabis is a plant, and God made all kind of plants as natural medicines. So even pot is being smoked with a medical card because it helps with pain and helps with insomnia. But what about you and I and the general public? Most of us aren't going to smoke pot. I'm not going to smoke anything.
No.
So what about an extract of the natural organic plant? See, that's what I'm talking about. Mm.
And so this is a very, and it doesn't have the side effects that you're not going to, are you going to feel high when you have this stuff?
No. See, if you do it right, and you make a naturalistic extract from organic plants, and you have to go to Europe for that right now, right? Because the laws, if you send extract cannabis across the state lines and we catch you know, that kind of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So in Europe, though it's totally correct and legal, for companies to import organic European hemp extract. And here's how they make it. This is the right stuff. Your listeners need to tune into this part. This is the stuff that the general population can benefit from. They take supercritical, which is carbon dioxide. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they extract it under cold temperature. And to get the full panorama of cannabinoids and terpenes that hemp is infamous for the nervous system. We'll get into that in a minute. So this comes over to the United States. And there's fortunately a company making this raw cannabis extract available, only one. It's called Hempanol. They're brave. They've gotten it out there. There's nothing illegal about, a person taking this. And so cannabis extract under the tongue, it's called Hempanol. Mm-hmm. And then there's Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is a combination, as you see for the press release, of chamomile, oregano, cinnamon, hops for knocking you out when you can't sleep.
Okay.
All right. Now let me retract this a little bit. Why in God's name is this stuff effective?
Yeah.
It's because, in the brain you have the endocannabinoid system. Endo means internal. In your brain, in your spinal cord, you have receptors for... That doesn't mean you have receptors for pot smoke, but you kind of do.
Right.
But it's... the cannabinoids are found in the buds of trees, the bark, the fresh shoots of growth that the animals nibble on, the berries, and spices. So it's not just cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And they, all of these substances, these cannabinoids, they go to the receptors and they help improve your health by improving your balance. Do you know anybody that's in really good balance these days?
I think I'm in fairly good balance myself.
You could be in better balance, though.
You're saying if I took some cannabis? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. You'd find, if you took it two or three times a week, that you'd get a good mood and nerve tone, where you're able to handle stress and able to handle difficult tasks. That's what I found.
You think my schizophrenia would go away and my tremors and maybe my alcohol addiction?
If you were schizophrenic, you'd move to Chi-Town.
And my anxiety and depression and the fact that I can't sleep and I've got obsessive compulsive. You think that would... I'm just reading everything off your list.
Yeah. You would improve that stuff quite a lot.
That's amazing. Yeah. All those things can be improved, you're saying.
It's been used for about 5,000 years for those conditions.
Wow. Let me ask you this, Dr. Ingram. Cancer, can this help with cancer?
Yes. That's because when you feed or you normalize the endocannabinoid system, the nerves control the cells, and they create an environment where the cancer cells self-destruct.
Okay.
Plus, for some reason, the terpenes, and I'll tell you which one is the most important, the terpenes in cannabis are directly anti-tumor, especially to brain cancer.
Hmm.
And, of course, lymphatic cancer as well, leukemia. And there's a good deal of science showing that when they use cannabinoids in cancer victims, humans and animals, they do improve, and the bulk of the tumor shrinks. That's quite amazing.
Have you talked to any, I'm sure you have, but have you had people tell you directly, or have you seen it directly where it's cured cancer?
Yes, there are some, not me yet, because this extract is new, and clinically I will be testing it, but there are anecdotal reports and also quite a lot of research where actual cancer victims taking CBD oil, for instance, have registered an improvement. And this is particularly true of brain cancer. This is so effective on the internal mechanism of the brain, it seems to set it back to normal, and then the body can heal itself. So, but I think more importantly, we should look historically. The pharaohs used it as a medicine, the Koreans, the ancient Chinese, the Hindus, the Islamic doctors, the ancient Greeks, the ancient Romans. And there is history of its use in cancer in antiquity. But, you see, it goes back to a more simple thing than, does it work? Is there a case history and is there a double-blind study? There's a chemical in cannabis called carophyllin. It's extremely potent, one of the most powerful natural chemicals known. And, it's the active ingredient of not only hemp, but also cinnamon, oregano, basil, hops, cloves, rosemary, and sage.
Mm.
Same chemical in all those. And there's did you see that recent thing where they found in a town of 2,000, Accioli, Italy, 2,000 people, 300 are over 100 years of age.
Really?
What did they find? They're taking a lot of this carophyllin in the form of rosemary, sage, tea, oregano. Every day they believe that the intake of these spices preserves their lives. It was banned, wholesale banned. This invaluable natural medicine. Think of what is more powerful than a hemp stalk. Have you ever seen a hemp field?
No.
I'm not talking about marijuana. The stuff shoots up like a tree.
Mm.
And the fiber is impossible to shred. And how about nothing stronger than hemp rope?
Right.
Nothing tougher than hemp cloth. It's 10,000 years old, and graves are still finding it.
Hmm.
So if we were able to take a hemp extract, it would help our overall health, as it's done for me. Now, I also wrote a book, The Lyme Disease Cure, in which I cured myself of Lyme.
You did.
The last 10% I was struggling with the Lyme was the nervous system, because it was thrown out of balance by the Lyme bacteria attacking my brain.
Wow.
So this Hempanol gave me a considerable improvement.
Interesting.
Now here, case history, just to show that it's really good for the nerves. Guy's got Lyme disease in Pittsburgh. He shakes. He's got the tremors for 20 years. 20-year case of Lyme. You see him, and he's a shaker. And then he takes the Hempanol under the tongue, 20 drops twice a day. 3 days later, 72 hours, 20 years, the tremors disappear.
Hmm.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I believe this was banned, I believe there's good evidence, because of its efficacy, not because people were smoking it in the 30s.
Hmm.
You see?
Right.
And so. But now, fortunately, we have Hempanol. Now, Hempanol is a cold, supercritical extract of hemp stalk and also an extract of wild oregano, raw oregano, together in a bottle.
And this is something that you can order legally now, you're saying?
You can order it. It's available. It's being imported by a number of big companies, and it's being sold all over the Internet. You know, is it technically something the federal government could clamp on? You know, they could. But it's totally acceptable, legal, for the average American to use extract of hemp. Just as we're using hemp seed oil and hemp seeds and hemp seed protein. You know, so maybe there's a technicality that people should know about. Technically, the DEA regards it as a drug.
Hmm.
But that's been because they imposed that on hemp in order to control it and
right.
to suppress it. It's not really legitimate because it was sold in this country and given out freely until the 1930s. So how could it be banned now?
Right. You know? Wasn't it because of it was in competition with... Who was it in competition with?
DuPont. DuPont. So I don't see how we can call it illegal when DuPont did something extremely illicit, and so did Hearst. To control their monopolies, respectively, in the newspaper trade and the lumber mills, and then also DuPont with nylon, they wanted to wipe out hemp rope.
Mm.
And that's what they did.
That's what I remember reading. I know there were some people behind it, and it's always about big business trying to take control, and unfortunately, things that are really good for us and natural for us have been pushed aside, and now we're getting every pharmaceutical jammed down our throat, and usually that's not the healthiest thing for us, is it, Doctor?
I don't use them. I even take people off aspirin. Not only are they unhealthy, but you know they cause fatality and lots of premature deaths in the hospitals from reactions. So, I mean, the fact is, whatever God made that's natural, that's got a history of human use, is totally legal for us as human beings. It's our right.
You would think so.
You know, and then let me take it a step further. The beta-carotene is a powerful natural medicine that it's not so much in CBD oil. CBD oil has its value, but CBD oil is heat-treated. It's solvent-extracted. I'm not a fan. I like this. I like the Hempanol because it's raw. And when you have raw, the carotene, the limonene, the other terpenes, the pinene, are in a wonderful condition of being malleable. That means they readily cross the blood-brain barrier. That's why the guy with the Lyme tremors got rid of the symptom in 3 days. That's why when I take Hempanol PM, because it's got 4 or 5 herbs that have carotene, it knocks me out like a Lulu, and I sleep solid, and I wake up ready to go.
How much does it cost for like a container of that stuff? Do you know?
It's about $45 for an ounce, something like that.
Let me ask you this: maybe this is something this can help with. I don't know. My wife, in the last few months, has got this buzzing in her ear, and the chiropractor tried to adjust her. It helped a little bit, but it's still going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, tinnitus. I mean, she didn't injure her neck or head or spine.
No, but she maybe crinks her neck by looking a certain direction at computers and things like that.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, osteopathy and chiropractic could help, but she needs to take, first of all, the Hempanol would be fantastic.
Okay, good.
I would say we should get you a bottle somehow from my private stock and just have her take 10 drops twice a day.
Okay, great.
And give it a go, because it's got the oregano and the hemp.
And the
oregano is going to knock out any sinus congestion, you know, that could contribute to that.
Can I place my order now with you?
Yes.
And I will send you a check. I don't care what it costs.
No, let's do a double-blind study and let the herb do its deal.
Cool.
And see what happens. But look, let's face the facts. If a person has damage or corruption or imbalance in the nervous system, they're all candidates. I'll talk to your listeners directly here. You're all candidates for hemp extract. Stroke, and there's science on this and published research. People with strokes have an improved recovery when they take the cannabinoids. Hmm. Here's another one. This is a little bit different subject. Addictions. Well, that's the brain. Tobacco, alcohol, pot, codeine, marijuana, coke, all. The hemp extract, especially with complexed with wild oregano, is an effective detox and suppressor of the addictions. So there's, you know, there's, I'm telling you, there's probably 50 studies published on the addiction removal through hemp. Here's yet another area. Let's say that you just have generalized anxiety. Remember I said it's for the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the endocannabinoid system, that's the receptors in the brain. So you can't. The thought of speaking in front of the Rotary Club or the school class puts you into shock, right? So they gave cannabinoids or CBD to the in shock speakers, and there was like a 50% improvement in their ability to go in front of a group and feel comfortable speaking.
Cool.
I'm telling you, it's a calming agent, just like people go to pot for that.
Right, yeah. Except it doesn't have the side effects, and you don't have a desire to eat munchies and, you know, chips. And
not at all. In fact, this acts as a appetite. You tend to lose a bit of weight with it. You don't, because your nerves are more balanced, right? You're not going to do the nervous eating.
Right.
I love this stuff. It's a feel-goody, and just like cinnamon. We like cinnamon in our hot milk and in our cappuccino. We wouldn't have without. What would pizza be without oregano? Again, these are cannabinoid foods. And who doesn't love basil pesto sauce? And what about rosemary on lamb? And what about sage on liver or in a stuffed poultry? I mean, come on, people. You're taking cannabinoids.
And the thing is, you sent me a bottle of oil of oregano years ago when I first talked to you. And it sat on my shelf in my medicine cabinet. And then my wife had this kind of, she had a shooting pain in her head, and I just rubbed a little bit on it, and the pain went away. And then I noticed that I had a cold coming on, and I rubbed some on my nostrils, which is, I wouldn't recommend. But
yeah,
you know what?
I know.
It burns, and it got rid of the cold. Now, a cold doesn't disappear. It usually a cold will last 3-4 days. Even if, you know, maybe if your immune system's really good, it might not. But this was gone right after I took it. My sniffle
that
stopped.
That is too much.
So what you're saying, I'm giving a testimonial because you told me about it. You gave it to me for nothing. It sat in my cabinet. I did nothing with it. And then I thought, because I don't have any drugs in my house, so when my wife has got this headache, this shooting pain, she goes, "Oh, I think I got a tumor," and I'm laughing. And I said, "I don't think so." But I rubbed that, and then I figured it was some kind of nerve thing or whatever, and boom, it was gone.
Yeah, they did this. And this is the P73, the edible.
Right.
You and I don't recommend the knockoffs, but they did a study in Turkey where they had this inflammation, and then they put the oregano, and they put the indocin, they put the morphine. It was about almost half as good as morphine at shutting down all the inflammation and pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is. It's very effective topically, which you found out. Now, if you wanted to take it up another level, big level, you'd take 2 drops twice a week or 2 drops every other day so that you wouldn't get colds or flu.
Mm-hmm.
It's that good.
Now, this wouldn't help her in any way with her hearing at all, would it?
Yes, it would. She should start right away with the oil of wild oregano, 2 drops under the tongue, and she should start with the anti-paranoia hemp extract.
Okay.
Just get the nervous system to function better.
Cool.
I tell you what, is there anybody out there that's irritable, anxious, agitated, feet tapping, eyes bugged out, or maybe you know somebody like that, and you want to see him get some calm, some substance, some stature, some position in life. You know, get out of it. This is the stuff. I mean, look, talk about another issue besides the nerves. How about productivity? You're feeding the endocannabinoid system big time. It's going to work and function in the master level that the brain is capable of. They say we're only using about 5% of the brain. How about if we go up to 25%? I'm happy with 25. I wrote two books in 90 days.
Wow.
Because of this stuff. It's so improved my ability to do difficult
tasks. How long have you been using this stuff?
4 months, 5 months is all.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I love it. I just take a shot of it. I don't even know why. I just have to, and then the creativity, the capacity, you know what? I tell you, the word for it is it just improves your game. Now, I'm not talking about the golf game. Maybe it'll do that too. Just life.
I don't think it's going to. Maybe it'll keep me from hitting the ball in the water a few times.
Maybe you keep your head down, and
maybe,
that would help.
Maybe.
And keep your focus, people. And if you can't, you've got a hempanol deficiency.
Interesting. Well, if people want to get it, of course, you have a website. They can go to cassingram.com to find out more about this.
You know, and I don't sell it. You got to hunt it down. Hempanol, cassingram.com, my book, right?
Right.
And then hempanol. And, you know, if you've got a local Ma and Pa health food store, twist them. Let's get this on the shelf. Let's make it available like it was in Victorian times so that the people with the serious issues, not just us who want to benefit, but the tremors, the anxiety, the neuroses, the psychosis, the schizophrenia, the multiple sclerosis, the tremors, the epilepsy, and the brain cancer, that they can also benefit, you see.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing, just a couple of products like that, and obviously maybe changing your diet a little bit can help, but...
Get rid of the sugar.
Yeah.
The hempanol is going to work better if you get rid of the sugar and do a little bit more high protein. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool, Doc. Anything else you want to tell me today?
Just stay healthy and strong with the powers of wild oregano and organic hemp. And, you know, those of us who are on a budget, you can get the oregano and the hemp together in the formula.
Cool.
Hempanol. And then hempanol PM is really good for insomnia hacks.
Yeah.
Like me.
That's awesome. Thank you very much, Doc.
Hey, it's great to talk to you again, and I got to get your address so we can help out the missus.
Thank you.